Hey, what's going on? As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering. We are live just north of Toronto. We're CCBE 2024. I'm here with Vernell, who is a Canadian support manager with RCS. And we're talking everything about, you know, Zeta, G-Selector, Acquira, and relates to, you know, Canadian content, right, Vernell?
That's right.
And so we thought we'd just kind of share a quick video talking about some tips and tricks in regards to what G-Selector and Zeta can do for our Canadian clients. And one of the great things you can do is the CanCon reports.
That's right? Correct.
And G-Selector.
Yep.
So do you want to talk a little bit about the CanCon?
Yeah, for sure. Well, built into G-Selector, we've got our association reports for CanCon and SOCAN for French and English. Most of you have used this already, know that you've got to have your content tagged with CanCon or Canada or whichever keyword of choice you want to use. And those reports are automatically built into G-Selector, ready to be used.
Yeah, that's interface association reports. You'll see a Canada drop down. There's a whole bunch of reports over there, and we're very current on that as well. And of course, don't forget, with G-Selector and Zeta Live integration, you can do it from the automation side. You can do a CanCon custom attribute on the Zeta side. So if you wanted to add a song from Zeta's perspective, we share that value across. So you can add that value into your library, into your logs. You can highlight it, color code, and say this is a CanCon song. You can have that both in G-Selector and in Zeta as well.
No more guessing. You can see it, nice, bold, yes, red and white colors.
And don't forget, there's some great past videos on our archive at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. We can actually go back and we do a theme and highlighting. So you can go and actually make that nice row highlight big, or you can do a single attribute highlight as well for CanCon. So things to make your life easy, right?
Don't forget that's visible in your library and also visible in the logs. You just have to put those columns in your layout.
Yeah, modify columns, all that good stuff. And what else? There's a new attribute, right?
That's correct. So don't forget to start tagging your Aboriginal or Indigenous artists in G-Selector. You can then do your spin counts using the analysis tool in GS.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, and of course, in the questions, you know, we have Vernell is your Canadian support manager as well. We're always here to help you out. So you can always reach out to RCS support or of course our other videos, rcsworks.com, as I said, /rcs-live. And we'll be at the next one is Wabi, right?
Wabi in September. That's right. That's going to be in Edmonton.
Yeah. So we can't wait to see you there. Any other questions? I said, we have those great videos online for you, but we're live.